welcome to Project Nerds Now Streaming, Project Nerds' only podcast that breaks down everything coming to the major streaming services each month. To continue to get all the latest on what is coming to Amazon, HBO, Hulu, and Netflix each and every month, be sure to click subscribe wherever you are picking up Project Nerd Podcasts. Subscribing gets you access to the Nerdcast, I'm Not Famous, Meeple Skills, Project Nerd's interview series, the upcoming Diving Deep, and also future episodes of Now Streaming. Just a reminder, if you are checking out the video for Now Streaming, all content used is courtesy and copyright of the respected studios and used only in a promotional manner. Project Nerd does not claim ownership to any of the trailer footage used in this month's episode, as well as Project Nerd is not paid for endorsing any of the streaming services, movies, or series discussed in this podcast. Now let's get to what you can stream in February 2019. Amazon has plenty of movies and television series worth a look this month. Like all the major streaming services, Amazon will drop the majority of their catalog titles of movies and shows on the first of the month. The list is incredibly long, it can be viewed in its entirety at Project Nerd. The list includes the epic science fiction trilogy, The Matrix. All three films arrive on February 1st, and if you for some reason don't already own these, now you can get your epic sci-fi fix thanks to Amazon. James Cameron's masterpiece Terminator 2 Judgment Day also arrives at the beginning of the month. The film almost seems as if it's becoming more and more relevant as AI is further developed. Get your viewings in now before our computer overlords ban it from streaming options in the near future. Another exciting drop this month is the original Blues Brother movie. Starring Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, this music-filled comedy sends two blues performing musicians on a mission from God. Watch out, Chicago. Although February seems to be a bit slower for Amazon's original series, they still have some new shows to check out. This includes White Dragon's complete first season airing on February 8th. The series originally premiered on BBC, and it's a conspiracy thriller created by screenwriting newcomers Mark Denton and Johnny Stockwood. Although this is all I have for you here on what is coming to Amazon Prime in February, ProjectNerd.com has the full list. And as we always do, we like to remind you if you pay for Amazon Prime, it includes the access to all the streaming content we discuss for no additional charge. HBO always has an exciting list of new films and series coming each month due to the early rights to some big theatrical releases. First and foremost, we misinformed in last month's episode that John Oliver was returning in mid-January. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver is actually back February 18th for its sixth season. New movies premiering throughout the month on HBO include a wide variety of content. The month gets started with Uncle Drew being the premiere on February 2nd. The comedy starring basketball star and flat earther Kyrie Irving was well received in theaters last summer and should be good for some laughs early in the month. The shock of the Oscar nominee list, because it wasn't included, is the Mr. Rogers documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor. Won't You Be My Neighbor premieres on February 9th and was probably scheduled for this drop for its push to win Best Documentary at the Oscars, which is now impossible. Those looking for the super duper unrated cut of Deadpool 2 can find it on HBO February 16th. The superhero action comedy was ruthless, raunchy, and full of blood. Remember, this isn't the PG-13 re-release, so please keep that in mind if you were considering streaming with your children. HBO Go and HBO Now have a full slate of titles this month we didn't get into yet, so make sure you check out Project Nerd for all the great content coming to HBO this February. As usual, Hulu has a very long list of movies coming to the platform at the beginning of the new month. The list includes some great comedies, action blockbusters, and dramas, not to mention Hulu's agreements with the networks that allow them to stream many of the television series currently airing on network TV. At the beginning of the month, Bill Murray, comedy, and critter fans can all stream Caddyshack. The comedy is a cult classic and centers around a raunchy, over-the-top country club full of jokes. Back in the late 90s, the writer's strike brought some amazing content from the shadows, including the sci-fi action film Equilibrium. Starring Christian Bale, Equilibrium is a dystopian movie in the realm of 1984 and Fahrenheit 451, but with plenty more action. Field of Dreams is also arriving to Hulu on February 1st. The lengthy drama starring Kevin Costner is often considered one of the best baseball films ever made, and there's good reason to that. If you haven't seen it, it's worth at least one watch in your lifetime, and then you can make the decision to what is your top baseball movies of all time. Hulu also has plenty of new television content, with Marvel's Legion Season 2 dropping in its entirety on February 3rd. The horror, sci-fi, superhero hybrid of a show, originally airing on FX, is back after a surprisingly well-received and very good first season. Also coming to Hulu this month is the action drama set in the Wild West, The Sisters Brothers. It drops on February 18th. The film pairs John C. Reilly and Joaquin Phoenix as a pair of brothers named Sisters. Finally, our last spotlight for Hulu is Three Identical Strangers, premiering on February 26th. Also surprisingly left off the list of Best Documentary nominees at the Oscars, Three Identical Strangers has been receiving plenty of praise with its story about identical triplets that were separated at birth and adopted by three different families. That's what we're featuring for Hulu this month, but for more on what's hitting the streaming service, make sure you head on over to projectnerd.com for the full list. Finally, it's the master of all streaming services, Netflix. With all that is happening on the other major streaming services this month, Netflix actually has a considerably lighter content load. This could be attributed to a number of things, including the addition of many networks and studios creating and launching their own services and keeping their content off of the large platform. As noted earlier that most of the services do this, Netflix kicks off the beginning of the month with a huge movie dump, premiering 22 new films. Some highlights in this list include the 2002 comedy drama About a Boy. About a Boy stars Hugh Grant as a rich, child-free, and irresponsible Londoner in his 30s who, in search of an available woman, invents an imaginary son and starts attending single parenting meetings. Shark fans don't have to wait until Shark Week this year to get their fix, with Netflix finally streaming all four films in the Jaws series. This includes Jaws, Jaws 2, Jaws 3, and the ever-forgettable Jaws Revenge. Also on February 1st, subscribers get access to Velvet Buzzsaw, Netflix's new original film starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Natalie Dyer. After paintings by an unknown artist are discovered, a supernatural force enacts revenge on those who have allowed their greed to get in the way of art. The trailer looks absolutely horrifying, and there's plenty of promise on the new show. Later in the month, although not that much later, Netflix returns another special edition of Nailed It with Nailed It Mexico, premiering on February 8th. The awkwardly fun cooking show that pits terrible bakers against each other continues to spread its wings, this time going international. The often talked about Netflix original series Patriot Act returns for Volume 2 on February 10th. Unlike many of the other series on Netflix, this is a weekly series premiering each episode every Sunday. Comic fans rejoice as The Umbrella Academy drops on February 15th. Also an original Netflix series, The Umbrella Academy is an adapted Dark Horse comic series that is a very different take on the concept of superhero family. The comic was an Eisner Award-winning series, so there's plenty of promise for the adaptation. Finally, rap fans and mystery fans can unite at the end of the month, with Netflix dropping Unsolved, Tupac and Biggie on February 27th. The documentary looks into the deaths of the two famous rappers, trying to see if they can unravel any other theories or proof behind them. As always, the full list of what is available on Netflix can be found over on Project Nerd. Just head to projectnerd.com and search Netflix or Now Streaming. That's it for what is streaming in February. If you have any feedback about the podcast or the shows featured in this month's episode, please feel free to leave us a comment wherever you are listening. As always, don't forget to subscribe to the Project Nerd Podcast Network anywhere podcasts can be found, including iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Podbean, and of course, projectnerd.com. Now Streaming is also available on YouTube. Until next month, keep streaming, nerds.